Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us today in the studio, we have Price City Fire Chief Paul Bedont, and we are going to talk about fireworks. Obviously, it's that time of the year with the 4th of July upon us. First off, Mr. Bedont, I do appreciate you taking out the time to join us. Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk about fireworks first off and the restrictions and what people can actually do now that the July 4th date is approaching. And before you know it, July 24th is going to be here. So I know fireworks are extremely popular in this neck of the woods as well. So what are we looking at as far as restrictions?
Most of the cities have no restrictions currently. I don't know of any of the cities that have actually said anything. The unincorporated areas of the county by state mandate, all private, all state, and all federal lands within the unincorporated parts of the county are closed to fireworks. And that would be areas like Spring Glen, Westwood, Carbonville, Miller Creek, and all those areas outside of those municipality cities.
So as far as, your personal opinion here on fireworks, go ahead and give us some safety tips, even if you are within the city limits. I mean, what are some of the things that you would tell people to be aware of, considering it's so dry outside?
Yeah, common sense should rule. Obviously, if people read the directions on the fireworks, most aerial fireworks can travel up to 150 feet. So making sure you have an area that's clear and devoid of dry vegetation. Obviously, you shouldn't be launching them right next to homes. You don't want anything falling on the houses. But as a general rule, when I see problems with fireworks, it's because people haven't taken a few moments and thought about exactly what they're doing.
I know it's always, well, it could never happen to me type deal. So on average, how many firework-related incidents do you guys have to handle each year? If you could throw a number out there.
Countywide, I would say probably 15 to 30 incidents a year where we have actual calls. I know there's a lot more incidents than that, but a lot of times homeowners will take care of the problem themselves and won't ever call the fire department. But just once we call, probably about that many a year.
That's a very high number.
It is. It is.
Yeah, that's a high number. So with the dates, I know July 4th is approaching, and then we have the 24th. What are the dates as far as when fireworks are allowed to be shut off, especially in residential areas?
Okay. According to state law, it's 3 days before the 4th, the day of, and 3 days after the 4th. Okay? And with the 24th, it's the same thing. 3 days before the 24th, the day of, and then 3 days after the 24th. Those are the days you can legally participate in fireworks. Hours, as far as hours, the 3 days before and 3 days after, it's 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. On the 4th, it's up to midnight. But, yeah, there's people oftentimes wanting to shoot off fireworks after midnight. And you know what? Be conscious of your neighbors. I mean, that's why they close it down after 11 o'clock and after 12 o'clock on the 4th.
And I know you and I were talking off of the cuff. There's definitely going to be an area where people are going to be allowed to shoot off fireworks at the fairgrounds, right? I mean, that's something that's going to be controlled.
Yeah, I talked to the county emergency manager, and they've opened up an area. I don't exactly know where that's going to be at the fairgrounds, but it'll probably be the whole fairgrounds area in conjunction with the 4th. And that's usually a pretty safe area. Most of those areas are dry and devoid of vegetation. So we shouldn't have a problem there. But that's where the county's opening that up. For those people that live in the unincorporated parts of the county, a safe place to shoot off your fireworks.
Anything else that we've missed on fireworks before we move on from this particular topic?
No, just common sense. Every year I see problems with juveniles having fireworks. And just a reminder for people, you know, if you launch a firework and it causes a fire, you can be legally responsible for all the costs associated with that fire, for any damages that fire causes, both civilly and criminally. So fireworks violations are actually a Class B misdemeanor, and that can be up to a $1,000 fine or 6 months in jail. So it's pretty serious, and as dry as it is, we're going to take those things very seriously this year. We see what's happened down south, down by Panguitch, just somebody carelessly using fire, and that's what happens.
Let's move on from fireworks and talk about fire restrictions in general, because I would assume that this is going to be a wider problem for you guys throughout the entire summer with some, you know, the dry temperatures.
Yeah. Currently, relative humidity levels are 15% or less. And with hot temperatures up to 75 degrees and low relative humidity, the foliage is drying out very, very fast. We're seeing water content in the plants right now that's reminiscent of something you would see in late August. So, and here we are, not even in July. So if the warm trend continues like we anticipate it's going to be throughout the rest of the summer, it's going to be extremely dry conditions, and it won't take much for a wildland fire to start.
Again, we're being joined right now by Price City Fire Chief Paul Bedont as we talk about basically just general safety. And Mr. Bedont, when we talk about this, I think going back to it, it's just common sense. I mean, I think that's number one when we talk about general safety.
Yeah, sometimes people are just, they're taking so much time to have fun, they forget to think a little bit what could happen or what might happen. And it's just a failure to be thinking about what might happen.
I don't want to talk all negative, so let's have some fun. What is the 4th of July like for the Price City Fire Department and yourself? What is it like?
That's the scariest time of year, especially this year.
Yeah.
I'll have firefighters. We'll probably have several firefighters that'll be at the station most of the time, just in anticipation. I spend most of my time driving around just trying to make sure everything's okay and everything's safe. So it's a scary time of year for firefighters.
Is it does it amplify or is it equal when we get to the 24th?
24th is usually a little bit less. 4th is usually a bigger celebration on the 24th. And you know, one of the things that concerns me a lot is almost every year we have injuries associated with fireworks. And so even just little kids, I mean, something as simple as a sparkler, you need to be real careful with kids. They can be burned very easily, and they don't know how to be safe. So as adults, they have to be safe for them.
We need to make sure we have a good time on the 4th of July, but again, be safe. And then, of course, we have Super Energy Days, which I know is always a big, big deal here in the city and in the county as well. I mean, a lot of people will definitely gather around that. That's the safest way to enjoy fireworks, right? Go out where it's controlled.
Go out and let, you know what, watch the professionals shoot them off. Those are usually a lot bigger and a lot more fun to watch. But, if you do decide to have fireworks, just be safe. I mean, most fireworks are pretty safe if they're used according to a manufacturer's recommendations.
Have we missed anything? Anything else that we want to touch on?
No, just be safe. If you decide to go camping, there are restrictions as far as fires when you're camping, too. It's restricted to designated fire pits. Any burning you do outside of your home, there's some pretty severe restrictions on that as far as the unincorporated areas of the county. So these restrictions are meant to help keep everybody else safe. But like I said, I don't mean to be negative, but I'm pretty scared. With the conditions the way they are.
Understandable. If someone needs more information on the current restrictions and maybe some more information, what's the best way to go about finding that online?
Online, you can go under the Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. They have their website there. And they can even call the fire department. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that people might have.
Always fun to talk with you. Hopefully we can get you in either closer to the 24th or after the 24th, and we can continue to talk about this.
Hopefully we won't have any incidents to talk about next time.
I'm hoping not. Yeah, that would be a great thing. All right. Price City Fire Chief Paul Bedont, thank you for taking the time to come in today.
Thank you.
All right. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.